Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo, uyasithanda uKristu. Enothando lwakhe lo unconditional bazalwane. Thina nanoma ngezinye ikhathi simdisappoint, singambonisi ukuthi uyasithanda yena uzohlezi esithanda ngoba lokho akwenza futhina kukhulu bazalwane. Wasifela. Uthando lolo asibonisa lona isikhathi ke sithi 10 after 4 o'clock singena esigabeni sokugcina njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi ngizobe ngine discussion kanye nomfundisi uSalome Jewel aphane Muruti Dumela Muruti umfundisi la ongilahlekele la Muruti hey okay ngoshuthi ke ya sinaye elayinini bazalwane ungilahlekele la I don't know ukuthi kwenzakaleni ithi ngiphinde futhi ngibuyele kuyena angenze nje bese ke ngiyamthola futhi
funda okuningi uphile saka futhi ukhule othandweni Radio Pulpit 657 AM umngani wakho imihla ngemihla
Faith Hope and Love Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 e bile e na le baretsi ba feta dikete di le 400. Ga jaana re na le di package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Go na le melawana.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Yangi mtholile kimo kreile muruti aw ger hello hello sengikhuluma ngingedwa emoyeni ya dumela 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 muruti okay
dumela sibase
re a leboga hore o be le rona kulenyanga yonke ka July and sizoba nama discussion amahle nawe ngiyazi ukuthi ke kuningi futhi kukhulu esizokufunda kuwena ke kopa ubadumedise ko gae
ke rata dumedisa sibahle firstly to you and ke dumedise le ba la lady ko gae those who are tuning in the family at Radio Pulpit ka le bitso ke nna Pastor Salome Jewel aphane amen
re kopa gore re motsebe hanyane Muruti Jewel aphane o khulelephi mhlambi izinto ezinjalo
oh all right na ke twa ke le born and bred mo Mamelodi and still residing in Mamelodi and I'm a child of God born again for I think now it's what 15 years by the grace of God.
Amen.
Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a journey, and I fellowship at Your Kingdom Come International, Honamo Mamelodi, under the leadership of Apostle Paul Pastadimakato Sinechani, and I've also been there for those 15 years. So yeah. They've grooved me. I am what I am because of their teachings. And you know, to have people that are able to walk, as we all know, it's not an easy one. And also, I'm a humanitarian, a lover of God's people. And I also involved with young people. I run an organization called Moteo Kipuno. Mm. And we deal with young people, you know, anything relating to young people, rebao, you know. Mm-hmm. I always say for, you know, re middleman between batwadi le bana, because at times, bana ba kreya challenge, you know, to open up mo batwadi. So rena, we are that we are able to do that for them. And also, yeah, that is what I do. I also do ministration called assembly. I'm currently doing them in three schools around Mamelodi. Yeah, so I love serving God. That is
Amen.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Wow. And ngithanda the fact yokuthi niba nesikhathi lapho ukuthi niyakwazi ukuhlala nabantu abasha and ni create a safe space for bona.
Yes.
Because ase bana ba botlhe ba leng hore ba khona go bua especially dilo tse deep le batsadi.
Yes,
o prefera gore a bue le motho o ileng hore a se motho wa ka mogae. So re leboga batho ba tshwanang le lona because there's a lot e leng gore young people ba kopana le tsona but o kre gore ba di botlela o kilo bona and ebe di tlhagella ya nong motho ha se a le mogolo a le ko lenyalong and then you know ebe go khosa ya nong bo di divorce di separation and all that so kuhle ukuthi lezinto abo childhood trauma kudilwe nazo kusese manje so re leboga wa thata tsana ngile lona Moruti Salome Jewel Aphani and siyabonga nanokuthi sikwazi o itse go monate go bua le motho o itse gore ke mang o tlhaga go kae and go tsa gala e yes so today re bua taba mo e leng hore e very important the importance of partnering with God in parenting you know go ba motsadi a se an easy task Moruti
yeah true it is not
yeah and le monakong e re phelang ka yona e more challenging go feta kana go tseletsa rona because bana ba hona nong bana le di rights and bana ba hona nong
and ba di
yes
di rights tsa bona
yes ba di itse you know so e etsa gore go be more difficult because
e
ka se re mwana ha fitlhile late ko sekolong e be o nka rula o mo re thata mo matsogong mo for yena already ke physical abuse
Kannete.
Yeah. And so that is why le ko gae still ibantu e buima because o ka se mo punish ka tsela engwe o tla o tshwarisa.
Yeah.
Ke sa koma podiseng.
Yo aka visa khole unse
ntse
o lala the next room next to to him. So yeah.
It's
parenting is not easy sis bahle. Parenting is not easy hence we are saying let's partner with God. No go go di tsabana ba rona because modimo ke na itseng bana ba rona when you look at scripture you know the book of Psalms 127 you know I love the scripture 127 verse 3 you know ntula modimo le re children are a heritage from the Lord you know a reward from God a blessing from God you know hence ke re it's so go botlhokwa that as batswadi let's partner with God the one who created bana ba the one who blessed us ka bana ba ari yeng re khopeleng thuso ko yena because re ya bona you know as you said gore hey bana ba know I always say to parents ba ke dilang le bona to say that we are raising a different breed they think they have their own way of thinking nna ka mkhoba nahanang at times 1+1 mo bona does not make 2 rena khale motswadi he nare e isalo ema mo
yeah
ne re ema ba no to go tsore why tsho go ke memo for how long you know so as parents at times you know parenting ya no it's totally different hence I'm saying hore you know let's encourage parents you know ke re ka lebele as I said ke re ka lebana you know you hear speaking and after that one now go tsore ke khopela ska bulela and I can nete I have to be that I there's confidence between rena le bana ba o you know I can only advise to parents you know handle this matter this way do this do that but ultimately we need to seek guidance from the Lord
yeah so Moruti ke language e feng e leng hore o ka e bua le bana and then ebe ba go understand
you know language bana ba nya go ihutlwane ba o understand ke he wena we ra se bona ba senyakana, and unfortunately it does not work like that.
Yeah.
But for now where we are, bana ba know they don't want to be told, they don't want to be led, bana they just want to do things the way they think they need to. But as parents, as guardians, you know, it's important to lay down the rules, the guidance, you know. Bebele is what we always refer back to. That's the manual emudimo asileng yona to help us navigate everything that pertains to life.
Mm.
So lentse la modimo ko Proverbs 22:6, let it train up the child in a way to go.
Yeah.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So us imparting, you know, to them, teaching, and understand, if we put our foot down to say, this is how we do things, they tend to compare, why have usmanyele, mamahai allows us to do this? But when as mutwadi wangwana, lay down the rules. I think if we allow children to govern themselves or write owly, then what are we saying ka the future? Are they gonna be able to raise banana le bonana, you know? Because now let's tell them, unfortunately you are going to grow up right. Not today.
Yeah.
We are saying the same thing, mama kanale right. Mama kanale right. For instance, I fell pregnant at the age of 16. A boy, okay, grilling when I was 16. And mama ka namputso kwela strata kwela se but azanga ka utlwella, you know.
Yeah.
And my child is a blessing. I'm so grateful to God for my son. You know, I learned so much, you know, being a parent at that age. And it taught me so many things. So I'm saying, when I looked at the Jira, Diavana, as I'm saying, Mama, Nabulela, I did not listen. I had to learn the hard way. Listen. So, that we need to do as parents is that let us strive to have relationships with Banabarena.
Yeah.
As much as Naoli tell you I can't be a BFF young especially. I know you have a big girl, Luena.
Yeah.
We don't, as much as we can love to call each other the BFF, I'm not your BFF, I'm your parent.
Can you tell
your
house? Yes.
There's order. There's respect. There's boundaries. You know? And as much as we are open to have that flow, an open relationship, let it have a respect, let it have honor, so that you know, yes, you can come to me, let's talk, be open, but you find, had I listened, you know, my life could have turned out different, you know, but we are saying, as much as, now let's say this, even when I speak to young people to say that, I'm grateful that there's someone I know who Mudimu will make a way, and I say that, hence we can't keep quiet. We can't say, no, God has entrusted us, these children. So as he has entrusted us, it is upon us to do what scripture says. And most parents don't know, especially that generation,
teachers by a color, a colony. Yo, footage, back in about 20 King Batley, Kikinalohoya, cause Kidula, how feeling most colon, Kinalohoya, Jake, Kilo, Observer, or Quetzalang. Ke nne le bona matshere ka ba botsore go tsagalang dintshang mo ba re wetseng mahle e bile re give up ile e bile wetseng re ba lebella fela so gore aba ire ka mkhobanya kang ho ira ka teng, because if re ka bolela or re ra khalemela re ka bethiwa, and then ba bang ntwe botlhoki ke gore if it happen gore ho ba le that incident ngwana o betha motsadi, motsadi o tla a gwanta,
yeah,
you know. A khwanta fantela le teacher o tsiya kae right wena ya go betha ngwanaka, so wa mona gore ngwana ba nongle no o tlotswella pele a ire abe rebellious ka mkho because wa hitse re motsadi wa hae o tlotla a tlo moemella and again wa hitse gore o na le di rights so hey wait again go difficult di abuwa ka nete pastor Salome so but sihlala ezweni izwi lithi train up a child in the way he should go even when he is old you will not depart from it so as izwi lisho la kusho ukuthi ki responsibility yethu re le batsadi we like it or not ke task ya rona re le batsadi gore bana ba re ba traine ka tsela e leng gore le he a le kogo are mama and o bua nete as you said hore because how ka utlwa di interviews sengata motho a tsa godile always ba boela ko morago gore you know mama sale unruta this or papa sale unruta this so go a bontsha ka nete gore ba utlwa mara ba iketsa gape ka re ga ba utlwa ntwe e re ba rutang yona so muruti bana re ka ba faneng freedom ya gore maybe ba iketsetse di decisions tsa bona or ba inkele di choices tsa bona because hona le ba bang batsadi ba ba believing gore ngwana o ka mofa that freedom hana le 18 ba bang ba believe gore nka mofa that freedom ha tswere degree or maybe a tsene sekolo a rutega you know cause o believe gore ya nong tlhalohanya ha e setse e le matured that's when aka khona ho inkela the decision so wena ho ya ka wena o nahana hore ke age e feng e leng hore ngwana ka khona ho inkela the choices tsa hae di decisions tsa hae
that one is a bit recurring it's a bit broad as to why ke re so hore when we say freedom what are we actually saying
yeah
we're giving bana freedom to do as they please okay you can go and start dating you can go and start drinking alcohol you can go out maybe curfew how it moves from 8 to 10 this depends on you as a parent you know to say gore what how do you want to raise your child you know because as I said that we cannot compare gore mwana atle area zotwa ko next door yena se a thomile go tsama bushigu can you allow me to go tsama bushigu when as a parent has kere ground rules are important una le bana bana ba no it's the easiest thing as parents that you can do is to sit them down
yeah
wa ba nisa fatse and remember we are talking le batswadi ba leng gore re dumela mo lentsong la modimo kere what does the word of god say about a particular thing maybe mwana o tla ka issue ya dating what does the bible say about dating what does the bible say about sex before marriage so when gore as parents we need to come to that place that sit your children down be at the ground rules I mean we are in partnership
le
modimo
and
as we are in partnership le modimo a sore re when you have set your rules ka mo gae or ya go so I mean if one how go ntsha mabaka gore mama sele se go so but on issues of dating on issues of the type of friends they keep curfew ya montlung you as a parent you can control those things dating otherwise bana ba rena they date behind our backs and when heba lumilwe ke mo batlang ba no mare hey you grow mwana actor wa itso rai ke tsaine ka tsa heartbreak so all I'm saying is that freedom is very broad you know you as a parent when are we seeing ba hlerephetse we know how kontle go byang wena ka ipotsa hore hey nna ke shapo na this but we have the right as parents you know now let's say that Modimo has given us a legalistic right over maphelo a bana ba rena so you are able to set the rules to say mwana ka na I don't believe early dating bana ba no one I was telling someone kere in one of our groups I was telling them no I'm still single and they're like no ma'am single how young why how are you guys dating yes and it was a 12 year old
yeah
like, oh,
nah
okay you know so you see, Hore, we are raising a different generation, and unfortunately, social media is social media is molding our children. Hore, this is what life should look like. But Rena, as a parent in your own home, in your household, you have that right to say, this is how we do things. This is what I expect to you from you as a child. You know, that why do you want to date? Why do you want to in terms of the freedom that you spoke about? And now I can share this, but Banaba know the only thing they're interested with one salam putsa are kante why you never ruti letanya kere date. And you have to sit that child down to say, unfortunately, I think it would develop a pila. You know, certain things are kau ruta. Lentula mudimu is primary. We start kalon. What does the Bible says? You know, you take your child through scriptures or lentula mudimu ler ka dating and because honalizi vultures out there. They no hor diberiksa ke satan. So we as parents, we are just saying safeguarding our children from the enemy, because right or
yeah.
So as a, I would advise parents to say that, you know, sit your children down, and where now as Mutswadi, set your rules, and sit them down with the word of God. You know, with the word of God, because the word of God is what governs us.
So re partnera yang le modimo, or ke kopa o re tlhalosetse ka go partnera le modimo. Yes, re tsa yang re le batsadi.
Okay, the reason why it is important go re partnera le modimo ka bana ba rona ke ge, you know, going back, you know, to the scripture I quoted, Psalms 127:3. Hore, God has blessed us. God has entrusted us these gifts. They are gifts unto us. God has entrusted us, and as much as God has entrusted us, God will expect the hore. Remember, Bible expects each and everyone to be fruitful. And as we are fruitful through Banabarena, it will show how we raise them. Hence, we need to start teaching our children the word of God at a very young age. 1 or 2 years, 3 years. Because we are building that child up. So we partner with Mudimu concerning parenting. We pray for our children, you know. We pray. We become what we call gatekeepers. That wana higher school, we pray for that child. Wana uruta wana, we pray in the morning. Before you eat, you pray. Before we sleep, we pray. We have time near devotion. And as you introduce that routine, that is why train up a child. That is part and parcel of training. You know, hence banabaya skolum, they are being trained. So we cannot only train our children academically and rather train banabarna spiritually. So we partner limudimu through the word of God, through scriptures, through hore, you know, bana they should know hore lenzola mudimu kebu pelo kamhai. Or hose ne kamhai. Here holoala there was Banababang, they would say, okay, but I speak life, and we adopted that. Hormutato ma'avlela negative. Speak life. And what the correct, I'm not speaking life, because the word of the Lord says what? The power of life and death is in the tongue. So we partner with God through instilling the principles of Amudin, Mobaning Barena, Rava Rutelin, Rute Banaba, Mahorapela, especially. Because as you said, Kodi Colombia Boa, I work Lebanabacos Colomb. My teacher will tell you, one on no manifest, one on no Takatakan. So if we don't cover children with prayer, if we don't teach Banabarna, Horapela, Kimatata.
Yeah.
And so,
yes.
So, Mudimu, as I said, that he has entrusted us these gifts. And Mudimu expects that the Hudisa Banabarina, Banabarina Bajaba Kone, to fulfill a purpose of Mudimu. Because each and every one of us, when we are born with a gift.
Mm.
We are born with a purpose.
Mm.
So, aren't feeling issue a purpose, but banaba na basa le ya. I'm not here manufacturing to add numbers.
Mm.
I'm here to fulfill a purpose.
Yeah.
And once you know your purpose, I'm telling you, you will flourish. You will excel. You will. So that is how we partner with God. Let's teach our children basa le ba banyani lentsula modimo re ba rute ho rapela. To this day, they still leave their children when they go to prayer meetings. You understand?
Yeah.
So, partnering with God means that we put God first in everything that we do as parents. But you go back to God, or here's my child. There's a scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians chapter 2.
Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10.
Yeah.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So all of us, we are created, we are God's workmanship, his own craft, and we are created for good works. So imagine if Prince Tila this to a five-year-old to know that you are God's workmanship, you have been created for good works. And that God has prepared it beforehand, and that we should walk in this plan, this purpose. So that, imagine what it would do to a child knowing scripture. Apile, you know, my Zulu is not that good, but I love this word. So that is how we need to partner with God through the Word of God. Our remedy as parents, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are safe. So in order for us to see Mudimu adira mikholo mmaphelong abana ba rena, it is us going back to him, going back to the master to say, hey, you know what? These kids are showing me flames. I care about all these kids. They're showing me flames.
Yeah, si kanye no Pastor Salome Joel Apani, sikhuluma ngokubaluleka kokupartnera noNkulunkulu in parenting. Okuyinto ebalulekile kakhulu ngoba you know singabazali i-task enzima kakhulu le yokuthi ingane sikhulise ukuya ngentando kaNkulunkulu. So yingakho sidinga i-wisdom nosizo elikaNkulunkulu, kanti lolu sizo lutholakala ngokwenzani? Ngokuthi sipartnere naye. Uma ubona ukuthi hayi le seyinkulu iyangidlula le manje singiyibona kulo mntwana, wayithi gore uya komodimong, uyibeya komodimong, because o partnerile le yena, awumogodise o le iwane ngwano, o mogodisa le yena modimo. Hey, uyazi kune gune video a very disturbing la Muruti trending mo social media. This grandson o leng gore na betha kopai akitse gore o e bone na.
Hey, I didn't even want to open it because I was like, yo, I can't handle that.
It disturbing thata gagolo. Muruti, so go ya ka wena, maybe what went wrong go go godiseng ngwano, but ke kopa re lebelle ne after pina e ke kopa re nke pina mo e ya ga ne simo o tse o fanelwe ukudunyiswa.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Kempela akekho ofana noJesu. Ufanelwe ukudunyiswa, ufanelwe ukuphakanyiswa ngoba enguNkulunkulu. UyiNkosi yamakhosi. The late Ney Zimo, ya isikhathi ke sithi 15 before 5 o'clock. Ngicela ngikufake nawe lapha ekhaya, ungumzali. I know ukuthi uma sikhuluma indaba ye parenting, kwabanye kuvuka nje ubuhlungu ngoba uyazama ukuthi ingane yakhe ayikhulise ngendlela enhle, ngendlela kaNkulunkulu, but ingane yona bese idecide ukuthi iyithathele eyakhe indlela. Omunye kwamanje umzali uyakhala uthi uyazi ngizamile ngimkhulekela lo mtwana, but nangu ngenile shi eyidakamisweni. Omunye uthi akafuni ukusebenza, omunye uyazi nje kuningi okwenzakalayo. Omunye esikolweni each and every week bayamfonela ukuthi awuzothatha ingane yakho, sesikhathele ingane yakho, iyenza lokho nalokho. Njoba sisho bazali ukuthi ukukhulisa ingane especially kule generation yamanje akiyona into elula, ingakho udinga ubuhlakani, ingakho udinga iwisdom, umdinga futhi noNkulunkulu ukuthi upartnere naye. Ngikanye ke nomfundisi uSalome Joel Aphani, nawe lapha ekhaya ngicela ukufaka unga engage nathi ku 0123341322, unga WhatsApp, uthumele iVN noma uthumele itext ku 0826572729, unga thumela ne iTelegram ya kuyona leyo number 0826572729. Uma ke uzo SMSa 37871. Sina plus minus 10 minutes ukuthi sithathe iingcingo zakho, so singakuvaleli ngaphandle uma nawe uthanda ukuphawula noma unombuzo othanda ukubhekisa la kumfundisi uSalome. Murudi, earlier on ya bengi khuluma ngale ndaba disturbing kakhulu okuthi iye yanyakazisa iningizimu Africa yonke ubona nje isenzo salomntwana. Mina ngiye ngayibuka mfundisi, ngisala kayisheba ke batlubona hore gwetsa galang mo. Into engizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi lo mntwana lo umshayile ugogo, ugogo wawela phansi wahlangana namapapa laphayana. Hey, ya ibuhlungu impela. So ukuya ngawe, ucabanga ukuthi what went wrong ekukhuliseni kwale ngane ukuze igcine ilo muntu anguyena?
I think it's kind of difficult and firstly painful, you know, to the grandmother, you know. First and foremost, we don't know where the mother is, where the father is. I haven't had the background story as yet. But this equals to bad parenting. You know, raune kam korekaring, rai bendari, rau ebe pila.
Yeah.
You know, there's a scripture, go, the book of Proverbs, you know, sisering, it's in Psalms 25, verse 19.
Mm.
You know, know, Psalms 25, verse 15. Psalms 25:9, verse 15. Ere, the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. You know, and you know, mola kore ke ke best parenting because it's ill discipline. How ushayinjani umuntu omkhulu ugogo wakho nakhona kore it nakere iskipalet kore I saw it different like I did because I could not stomach what that child was doing, you know. And ka nete nete if rinsa siroba out of equation ya parenting, that is where we have lost it. Let's take a perfect example. You know, Renaro Kotri Revetwa, and we had discipline, you know. Nehuna le baba ilong kore, they would get out of hand, but at least they may tusa. But today, as we were talking earlier, you can't. There's no way you can raise a hand. How, you know, it's against the law. So the sad part about all of this is that now the government is not raising one. I'm raising my own child. You know, because I remember there was a discussion regarding discipline about how we need to discipline our children. But at the end of the day, it is not the government. It's warangutat.
Yeah.
You know, so a child left at the child can speak it becomes a problem. You know. Hence scary when you start seeing small things, you know, those little foxes beach was already how so you need to rebuke it. You need to wekhale, you know, because utusa wena, you are saving yourself for the future. For mwana will know that this is my parent. I need to honor my parent. I need to respect my parents. But if our started discipline at a young age, akirikasi zulu liring, le gojwal sisemanzi.
Yeah.
And then he jwala pele irengi, hele kai rangi rangi. Something. But look at Tia, Ali ring what. But it just shows there's the certain principles when we run away from them, they catch up with us at a later stage. That if you don't instill discipline, if you don't bring discipline, we're not saying beat up your child in, but when you have set rules, stick to your rules, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. But if one abona kore as a parent indecisive, then it's over challenge. Also li parents by no kore, you find a mother li a mother and a father. You know, parenting needs both parents to be united. You know. Kunalaba what is it now let's say to parents that bana they are clever. Why you to rhyme mutodia dumelang fella ke u. And they would always run to that parent. But if you, as both parents, bring a united front, one hour you say, "Eish, I believe I will go to Irahala." But how can mutwadi arile, mama urile, yes, I ako papa are no. Baba no indecisiveness is saying more. So as parents, let us be decisive. Let us let our yes be yes and our no be no. They will do it knowing my parents does not want me to do this. I'm doing it outside of what he wants me to do. So that, that child, it was just, unfortunately, bad parenting.
Ekhaya, I believe with him, is the first and most important environment discipleship. And empele nje akekho umuntu ukuthi more influential in shaping a child's faith than umzali or mhlambe umuntu oyi guardian kuleyo ngane. Uma sifunde incwadi ka Deuteronomy 6 lapha ku 1 to 2 kune miyalo lapho ne. And uma iqhubeka iyasho ukuthi these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. And njoba usho uthi asazi ukuthi lengane ikhuliswe kanjani, uthola ukuthi both parents abekho lapho, ukhuliso uyena logogo, uya understand. And manje lo mntwana ngoba uyambona ukuthi ugogo sekaphelelwa amandla, uthathe advantage.
Yes.
Ha batla silo u kare ke motho na batla se na ba gona something se na se batla go go so na se batla ka force o kilwa bona. So this kid cause wa bona gore ke yena o ka reng ke ntate ka mo ke yena o nana matla. So o nka advantage e o go go gore wena o tlo mpha ntho e ke batlang. So ke tseding tsa dilo tseleng gore as parents tshwantse re di lebelle gore re be there for our kids, as especially baba kholang ba hona byanong, and as re bona hey lady divorce kids letsona wetse dikentse matsogo parents ba feleletsa ba sa tlhola ba utlwana, you know, hey, there's a lot that is happening when it comes to go godisa bana and
bana,
the
yeah.
generation ya hona nong the way go lenkateng. So nahana fela ga go tlokena dilo tsa body divorce and go goga go giwana go ba lwesana the parents ka bana ba gore o feleletsa
yes
o feleletsa ile ngwana o leng confused, o feleletsa ile ngwana o sa itseng le identity ya gagwe. Yeah, okay, hona le voice note mona. Ngicela silalele ukhalimambo asize ukuthi uthini la ubaba.
Eh, sabona nkosazana, singelela balale bonke be Radio Paul Pitt umsakade wethu indzabale ethi thokotisako.
Amen.
Manje ke hallo telegram ungasamdlali lo ngoba ngibona ngathi uthathe isikhathe ukulithumela umlayezo lapho. Manje ke dlala la ku WhatsApp la. Ngibona nesikhathe siyahamba. Sibona lapha ke nkosazana, inkinganyana indaba leyo ke nkosazana. Inkinganyana ngoba umama unokuba nobaba lo ongathanda abantwana bakhe umama. Umama ubaba umana kamani nomama lo ongathanda abantwana baka mama. Kungabe nathando kahle kahle laphakade. Eh, manje kubanzima ukuthi umuntu ingane ngasuke sibe nothando yona. Angeke kulunge kanjalo, kufuna ukuthi ikhulise ethandweni. Ikhulisane randweni. Manje la izinto ziyahamba kahle kamnandi khona lapho. Eh, khali mama kosaza.
Kali mambo, siyabonga baba. Nge contribution yakho. Yes, that's powerful. I think into enkulu uthando. And umyalo oqala uma sifunda iBhayibheli, iBhayibheli lisitshela ngothando. Lisifundisa ngothando ngoba yonke into enhle iqala ngani? Ngothando. Yes. Mfundisi salelwe plus minus a minute lana. Ke kopare kwale.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to advise parents for you know, let us not give up moba nengbarena. Let us not give up. I know re tlhakana le maemo ama different as batswadi. And at times you might feel overwhelmed. All I can say is that help is available.
Yeah.
The first help that is available ke Modimo.
Yeah.
Lento la Modimo, and also organizations that are tswana le rena bomthelo kipuno, we are there, you know, to partner with parents, to give advice, to help, you know, children, to say that, you know, batswadi ke first contact ya older e tsonto re bana le yona as bana, you know. So all I would say to parents is that let us not give up on our children. I know there are those by nkhore batshwenya ke bana who are involved in drugs, you know, that is the one thing that is slowly, you know, killing our children. But we are here to say let's stand together, let's hold hands. A surumanaka has such way, wow, achwenya, all is well. You know, let's stand together, let's pray together, let's help each other,
yeah.
You know, to truly win this fighter lengamoharayona.
Yeah.
We have been entrusted by God, you know, to raise our children. And as we have been entrusted by God, let us continue to hudumela mo Modimong, get a help when you need it, call out, cry out, we are there.
Yeah.
And lastly, I just want to invite As an organization, we run monthly clinics, Mamelodi.
Okay.
We meet every second week. So this coming Saturday, we are meeting our young people from the ages of 12 to 20. We are inviting all those that are around Mamelodi to bring their children. Reko Mamelodi ko SNS, ko Kerekenya, Your Kingdom Come International. We are there from after 1 up until 4, where we speak Lebana, give guidance, you know, help them. Rebato Tusa Bana, you know, and Lebatwadi to say, you know, here is a safe place where your children can come and be open. And Mwana also ali different, anakana different. And above all, we are building Gadi principles samudi.
Okari Siela, your contact?
Okay. My cell phone number is 083-351-8006. 083-351-8006. And I'm also available on the same number for WhatsApp.
Yo, Muruti, relebogile thata. Imfundiso entle kakhulu lena. Are bue re kopane gape next week. Same time, same place. Modimo ke o.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Sibonge kakhulu kumfundisi uSalome Jewel Aphani uzobuya futhi naseviki nalizayo. Pastor Ray uzoqhubeka nawe njengoba selishayile ihora lesihlanu until 7 o'clock. Mina ngiyabuya ekuseni ngo-4 ohlelweni mphatlalatsane. Angikushiye neTshwane Gospel Choir bathi Madi Jwale.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.